This is Frank Summers with Artima Developer. The following interview was recorded at JavaOne 2007.
I'm sitting here in the JavaOne Pavilion with Robert Dunn, who is principal developer of Paramus, a company that makes a distributed runtime that allows you to run applications that scale to large distributed systems. Earlier, we were talking with Robert about polite and impolite services in a distributed environment. Can you explain to our listeners, Robert, what these services are?
Yes, you kind of have three levels of dynamicity that we find it useful to categorize things into. One is no dynamicity at all. Everything's very static. The kind of thing you get in these days sort of POJO-type frameworks where you're given your dependencies at startup, it's a fixed set of dependencies, and then things run. And that's pretty useful. And there's another level which you encounter in things like OSGI. Within a single VM, you have a number of services provided by different people that may be coming and going independently of each other, but that detect each other's presence, but also reliably detect each other's departure. So they're polite in that sense, that you always get told when they arrive and when they go. And then, further extreme, you've got distributed systems, where, because there's a network in the way, things may disappear without saying goodbye. There may be network failures, there may be network hangs, there may be temporary outages, so you don't have full information. So it's kind of an impolite environment and a more difficult one to deal with.
So what can developers do to manage these impolite and polite services in their applications?
Well, I think even to manage polite is something people aren't all that familiar with, but I think the coming of things like Spring OS Jaya is going to mean that people really need to start thinking about these things a lot more. Polite isn't that bad. It's just a question of, you're keeping your eye out within your VM for some new party that's providing you with something. Maybe it'll be a new way of plugging in JDBC drivers, where just a JDBC service appears, you spot it, you start using that. If it goes away, you can't use that driver anymore. But, it's not so hard, because the fact that things say goodbye means you've got a level of certainty.
How about impolite services?
Yeah, impolite is the tricky one. A lot of today's infrastructure kind of doesn't really acknowledge the existence of impolite services. The systems have kind of got a static nature, which they don't really have, or you can't rely on a distributed world. But, I mean, our way of looking at distributed systems is that your infrastructure and your application better be at least as dynamic as the environment that it wants to survive in. So, if things are changing, there are a certain number of things which you might expect to change in your environment and which you can code for. Maybe you can't code for everything, but within a wide range of possibilities, you can code for these scenarios, and that's the level of dynamicity that you're able to tolerate. You can't tolerate an infinite amount of dynamicity, but you can tolerate quite a lot. So there are limits, but you can get a long way.
Earlier, we were discussing this analogy of someone taking the bus to work every morning. And in order to rely on the bus, you have to have some assumptions about the bus schedule. So a bus may be a few minutes late or even early, but at least the bus runs every day when you need it to run. With services, most developers would need to have some pretty strong assumptions about the availability of services to rely on them in an application. To what extent can a developer incorporate services that are truly unreliable or very occasionally reliable into a real-world application?
Okay, so just drawing out the bus analogy to give the answer, really. If your assumption about the world is that there'll be a bus along every day within given range, then it's kind of a polite scenario, really. You're saying, I'm not tolerating very much diversity. This is how things are going to be. So if that's all you've coded for, but actually the bus may from time to time not come, then you've got problems. You're not going to get to work that day, and that's probably not a tolerable thing. So probably you're going to code for a wider range of scenarios. If the bus doesn't come, call a cab. If the cab doesn't come, go and get on your bike. But at some point, you're going to hit a level at which you haven't coded for the dynamicity that's really there. There may be an earthquake. And the thing is, it's not reasonable for you to plan for that. There's always a trade-off. It's always, what does it cost to write the application, or cost to plan your journey to work, and what's the equivalent cost of the workaround? And so you're not going to try all possible scenarios.
Thank you.